This is PodTech.net with content from KPIX Television and Common Sense Media, dedicated to improving the media and entertainment lives of children and families. For more information, go to commonsensemedia.org.
It's a video game that when the kids you get picked on, they can get revenge. It's called Bully, but is it appropriate for children? Our media expert Jim Steyer is here with his recommendation. Good morning to you.
Hi, Lisa.
So first of all, you get to face mean teachers, nasty clubs, cliques. Basically, the point of this game is you can either bully or be bullied.
That's right. And this is made by the guys who make the Grand Theft Auto series. They're really the bad boys of the video game industry. And it's far less violent. There's really no guns and really the kind of disgusting violence you can find in the Grand Theft Auto series. But it's set in a school. The main character in the game is at a school. And you have sort of the jocks and the cheerleaders. And then you have Jimmy, who's the main character. And the question is does he fight? Does he get bullies? You see, there's a lot of fist fighting, as we're seeing here on the screen. Mm-hmm. So you don't have the kind of horrible, graphic gun violence, but you have a lot of fighting like this. And this is what's made it such a challenging game, because there's a lot of messages and images. Right, you can see, look at the fight here. And obviously, kids are going to play this game. It's rated T, so that means that it's recommended for teens, but that means that you'll have, you can see the fighting here. You'll have a lot of kinds of scenes like this, and kids can avoid this or they can do it. But from a parental standpoint, obviously, your concern is kids are going to want to go there and get into the fighting aspect of the game. So it's really a challenge from both a retailer standpoint and from a parent standpoint.
Well, some experts are saying, this is a good outlet. Kids can get it out on the screen instead of, taking it out in the real world. On the other hand, it shows to survive a bully, you actually need to become a bully.
It's a tricky one. This isn't such a clear-cut case like we had with Grand Theft Auto or Manhunt or some of the really grossly violent or sexually violent games. Mm-hmm. And these guys are very popular in the gaming community. The guys, gamers who play video games, love this company because they're very good in terms of their actual design of games. But the issue is essentially that parents are going to have to supervise a game like this. Again, T is just a rating. Common Sense Media, by the way, if you go to commonsense.com, you can go see the full rating of Bully starting tomorrow, and you can see what we have to say about it. But it's a game that you can do okay in, but it's also a game that can promote physical violence and bullying behavior. So it maybe you could say it's educational, but it's going to cause a lot of consternation for parents. Educators around the country have come out and criticized the game quite a bit. There's been in Indiana and in Florida, people have come out and said, please don't sell this game. They actually went to Target, the big retailer, and said, please don't have this on your shelves. Target looked at it and said, well, we've reviewed the content and we have wide audience that we sell to, so we are going to make it available. But it's really going to be a controversial game. Yeah. A lot of our viewers out there are going to have kids who say, I want to plunk down $40 or whatever it will be to buy Bully. And I think as a parent, you're really going to have to take a look at this game and decide if you want your kids doing that. And it's one of those challenges that we see as a parent, particularly in the video game arena, where you don't have the gross violence, but you have really tough issues to deal with. And kids are going to be asking for it, so you're going to have to make a decision about whether or not Bully's appropriate for your kids. Probably it'll be boys, most of all, who will be coming to their parents saying, can I get a copy of this game?
All right, Jim Steyer, our media expert. Thank you.
Great to see you, Lisa.